to yet another edition of The Dork Knights, the podcast that the internet deserves, but not the one it needs, or asked for, or wanted, but it's getting anyway. God damn it. I'm your host, MB.
And I'm, as always, his sidekick, the Bogus Birdman.
Yes, the boy wonder of this podcast.
You are wearing the
tights. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they're ideal for the winter times. You know, keeps you nice and warm.
Yeah, keeps your skin looking firm.
Yeah, I like the way my balls right up.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of, by the time this goes up, it probably won't be as jarring, but we've kind of taken a break from this podcast.
Yeah, was it a 2-week break?
Yeah, about 2 weeks because of a couple of issues. First and foremost being your lack of internet.
Yeah, exactly. What
like,
happened?
You spent like 2 weeks without any sort of reliable internet. Like you could occasionally get on.
Yeah.
Not like any messenger service.
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm. Or stay plugged in to certain things because like I had to freaking go over to someone's house to see the Dark Knight Rises trailer because you know I had to see it and I was like you know I think it came out like I don't know like a few days after I lost my internet. I was like oh Jesus I can't do it so
yeah.
I broke into someone's house.
It's really been that long. Wow.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm very impatient, as you know.
Yeah, that's over 2 weeks. That's like I think it came out like 2 Mondays ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so about, you know. But I saw it. Damn it.
Yeah, you saw it eventually.
Yeah, and those people I tied up and stuck in the basement, they're no worse for wear.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get to feed them that night, so it's like, that was kind of bad. But
I mean, they were asleep before I put my dick in their mouth, so they don't remember that.
Yeah, they only woke up when you started taking the pictures, because you forgot to turn off the flash.
Yeah. Why are we all dressed up like Catwoman? Shh, be quiet.
I'm in the corner, I'm wearing a Nightwing outfit with no pants.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you had kind of a hellish week.
Not really. I mean,
you actually have things you do in your everyday
life.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was able to actually read a book. You know, I know you don't do that, but.
Well, you know.
There are these things that are called books. They have, you know, there are no actual comics in them. They're just words.
Yeah, I need pretty pictures to be able to follow along with anything.
But, yeah, I did that. Read some books, and
which books?
I've started getting into the Game of Thrones series. Yeah, I think did I tell you about that? I don't think so.
You may have told me about it. I'm not sure, but someone mentioned that you were reading them.
Yeah, I read the first two of those books, and before it come back on, before Christmas time, I was rereading L.A. Confidential.
Yeah,
I've read that a couple times. So. And then also I watch, you know, TV and other things to pass my time.
Yeah, you watch a lot of TV. Like, I think between internet and TV, you've got a lot of distractions during the day.
Oh, I need distractions. I don't do shit else.
Yeah.
So you know that full well.
Oh yeah, yeah. But it's like. 2 or 3 shows that I regularly watch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even that anymore. I don't really do much during the day. Let's just say that. But you have like, I don't know, like 12, 13 different shows.
I don't think it's that many. Now, some of them went off the air. You know, they only stay on about, you know, during the fall or whatever. Like, you know, FX, Showtime, stuff like that, HBO, their seasons are only, I mean, they're not as long as, like, network TV. But, yeah, I watch a good many TV shows. They say that this is supposed to be the golden age of television, so I'm taking part.
And how do you feel about, like, do you really feel that it's kind of gotten to a place of quality where it's, would you say that TV has improved in, like, the last decade?
Oh,
like,
of course, yeah. I think TV surpassed movies as, you know what I mean, being a lot better medium to tell stories with. than a movie would be. I mean, movies have bigger budgets, but TV shows, they're able to do a lot more, you know, in the...
Yeah, there's more quantity.
Yeah, exactly. Especially like we were talking about Game of Thrones. You know, I hadn't seen the TV show yet, but from what I hear, it's very faithful to the adaptation, and it gets almost everything into it, and that's something you can do, you know, even in a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, I do like the condensed, like, if they don't take out, like, a specific element that I mm-hmm. love, like, sometimes I do like the condensed elements, but I would be lying if I said I wouldn't freak out if they made, like, a live-action Batman series just as good as the Nolan movies. Like, I would probably watch that, like, from beginning to end every
yeah.
week. Sometimes twice.
3 times in the same night. But, yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, we're talking about comic book movies, but those open themselves up to TV adaptations a lot easier because, I mean, it's a lot easier to tell a, 3-4 issue arc, story arc in a 2-hour movie than it is, you know, like I was saying with the book, you know, taking 1,000 pages and trying to put them in to 2 hours. That's a lot, you know, easier for a comic book than it is for, you know, a TV show. Or
yeah.
a lot easier for a comic book than it is for a novel, because comic books already, you know, they set themselves up, you know, to be adapted just because of the way they're drawn and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that is true. It's like, it's much more visual, and movies are insanely good with visuals. Like that's probably not something that TV is as good at, just because they're limited by budget and
yeah.
effects. But tell a story, like, yeah, I totally get what you're saying, is that
mm-hmm.
you can't really beat it. Like Walking Dead, that would have made maybe a good movie, but it wouldn't have gotten nearly as popular as the TV show.
I feel like if it was had been made into a movie, it'd be just like another one of those Romero zombie pictures.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't add in all the stuff that makes The Walking Dead so cool, you know, in the 2-hour time period, you know.
Yeah. Plus, you'd have to wait, like, every so couple of years for one to come out. And
mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it's like you only have, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
And you're rushed right back into it.
Yeah, sometimes it can get kind of unbearable. In TV shows, like, if they end on a very, like, a cliffhanger note on the season,
mm-hmm.
and then you have, like, at least another year, sometimes it's more than a year, like, the BBC Sherlock, you watched that, and the way
yeah.
that the final episode ended, I mean, I was like, after then, I was like, oh, God, I have to wait.
Yeah, you just reminded me of that, actually. I didn't even think about the cliffhanger of that.
Yeah.
And now, like, the two lead actors are in, like, The Hobbit. It's going to be even insanely longer.
Well, no. This coming, I don't know if you've seen, but it's coming out in England first in January. It's going to be on England, BBC first, and then it's not coming to America till May, but
okay.
I believe I will find other ways to watch Sherlock.
You know what I mean? There are ambiguous channels that you and I both go through for alternative means. We should probably stop saying, in case, you know, FBI.
And well,
in which case, don't look in my basement.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If the FBI ever comes after me, I think pirating will be the least of their worries.
It's like you know what? Forget all that other shit. Now we've got like the things that could put you in for life. No parole. you'll get a slap on the wrist for the pirating thing, but it's like,
Or maybe they go the other way, you know. I don't care about those pipe bombs. Just don't do any copyright infringement.
Yeah, how dare you download the Dark Knight Rises on cam?
You son of a bitch! You make me sick.
He spits in your face. and meanwhile, it's like you got all these bodies underneath your house.
But it's the Dark Knight they go after. Christian Bale comes after himself and just cusses me out.
It's like you stepped in front of his lights, and you get beaten up for it. And it's like, but I also killed people. It's like, I don't care about that.
Just don't stand in front of my fucking lights.
You and me, we're done professionally.
I don't even know you, dude.
I'm a big fan. Just kicking your teeth out.
Yeah. Can you sign a piece of paper? You know, you're saying that when you got like three teeth left.
It's like, where are they?
Where are the copies of Dark Knight Rises?
He must have friends. It's like, what the hell are you saying? I don't even know what's happening anymore. But yeah, TV. TV is much more viable medium, would you say? For storytelling?
Yeah.
And that said, you also like to watch like a lot of comedies, like I do.
Yeah, I got done watching the comedy before we started this. I've been watching on Hulu. Peep Show is a British comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of ours, Mr. John Lees, he turned me on to Peep Show. And
yes, one of our co-hosts on
OPP. You down with OPP?
You down with OPP?
You know me. But anyway, Peep Show is very funny. I see a lot of myself and some of the characters. I think everybody does if you watch it, because it's filled with awkwardness and social faux pas left and right. It's very funny. It's kind of hard. I'm trying to think of a good way to describe it. I'd say it's more like a version of Curb Your Enthusiasm, except, you know, there's a lot more, well, maybe not a lot more swearing. I forgot Curb's on HBO, but it's filled with a lot more self-consciousness because, you know, on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David's more out there. He don't give a damn, whereas Mark from Peep Show, that's all he cares about, what other people think, and that's what leads to all those problems. It's pretty good. You know, all the seasons are on Hulu right now for free, and that's where I've been watching it.
Nice. I'll probably, you know me, I won't check it out.
Yeah, you'll say you'll check it out, but then you won't.
Yeah, I'm a lazy bastard. We should probably explain that for like the past, 6 months, maybe?
Maybe 6 months, at least, probably since the summer. Yeah, probably since the summer, I'd say.
You've been trying to get me into a little show that some may be familiar with. A little indie underground show.
Hush.
Yeah. It's on some network or
some movie
something.
Channel network.
Yeah. It's called Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
The Emmy award winning Breaking Bad.
Well, the only Emmys it's gotten is acting. It's never been like nominated for a best series or best writing. But
it's such a good show.
Mm-hmm. How do you know? How do you know?
Hey, I've seen like 4 or 5 episodes of it. That's 4 or 5 hours of goodness.
Yeah, you still got like
of meth cooking goodness.
You still got like 30 more hours to get through.
Yeah, I know. And probably a lot more bodies that can decompose into roofs.
Well, that's actually one. They only do it like once or twice more in the series, but yeah, there's a few bodies that drop throughout the series in some cool ways, especially the finale of this past season.
Yeah, I've got a long way to go. But, yeah, you've been trying to get me into that, and it's not that I don't want to get into it, because I honestly love the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I never really think about it. It's like the seasons are on Netflix right now, and I have access to Netflix.
So there's no excuse.
I will say that it's kind of tricky with Netflix because I was used to watching it on my TV, and I can't really sit at my computer for hours at a time just watching something. I have to be doing something, otherwise I'll just wander off.
See, I'm kind of the opposite because I prefer to watch like DVDs and stuff on my computer. But I think it's because I have a laptop and I can move it around and sit on the bed, sit on a chair, wherever, and watch.
Yeah, I have a desktop.
Yeah.
But yeah, you try to get me into Breaking Bad. Someone else tried to, and pretty much successfully got me into Dexter, except I've only seen most of the first season.
That's all you've seen?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this much, with a little bit I know of Dexter. Season 1 and season 4, that's about it. Those are the only 2 seasons that are really good. After that, it's, I didn't watch this current season. And from what I heard, seeing the reviews and fans, I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it sort of went past its prime.
See, that's a shame, because Michael C. Hall is really good at the show.
He's good, but, you know, I think they've always had problems with the writing and some of the characterizations. They're, you know, they're very loose with it. Because characters will be one thing one episode, there'll be something else the next episode. It's just whatever the writers need them to be to get to the point. How every season is always like, you know, Dexter's going to get caught, he's going to get caught. And he doesn't. He always figures out some way to get out of it. It's gotten to the point now that after, what, 6 seasons, I think it's a little too much, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... On one hand, it's like I understand that plot point is important because he is a serial killer and he is working for the police department. So it's like it's kind of a given that'll happen one day. But it's like once you do it on and on and on, it's like why hasn't he been caught?
Yeah, I mean seriously, the police officers, they have to be like the biggest bunch of retards, you know, in the world.
Yeah. Going back to the whole Lois Lane and Clark Kent thing.
Yeah. But, like, one thing, too, that I think maybe something like Dexter would have helped it is if they had, like, a finite ending in mind when they went into the thing. That's always something, you know, I don't always like to...
Yeah, don't they have, like, don't the creators of Breaking Bad, like, didn't they have, like, an idea of where it would go?
That's what Vince Gilligan said. He's always had an idea of where he wanted to end it. You know, nothing's really finite, but he's had something... up in the air about how he wanted to end it, and this actually, this next season they're coming into is going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Say what you will even about, like, bad TV shows, if they have a finite ending, like, at least we're building up to something.
Exactly.
Like, at least there's the feeling that, like, okay, example, Smallville. How does that series end? Clark Kent becomes Superman.
But
granted, that didn't actually happen because they're fucking morons, but but even so, it's like you still, even as bad as that show was, and it got pretty atrocious, you still had that feeling as you watched it, like, okay, we know where this is heading. It's not like a repeating thing, whereas with Dexter, it's like, okay, we're hitting another wall. We have to get out of the hole that we've dug ourselves into again.
See, that's one thing I was going to say is that something like Smallville and another show I like to watch, How I Met Your Mother, they have these finite endings in mind, like you're saying, but it gets to the point where, you know, Smallville was 10 seasons, How I Met Your Mother is on season 7, I think, and it gets to a point where it just, you drag it on for so long that you really stop caring.
Yeah.
And... that's sort of, I think, what happened with Superman, because, I mean, not Superman, Smallville. They didn't make him Superman, and they started trotting out all these other superheroes that had powers and stuff. I mean, even the freaking Justice League formed before he was Superman.
Supergirl
she was practically in this, I mean, in her Supergirl costume flying around, and he still didn't fly.
And Green Arrow was like, he already went through a period where his identity was exposed last season. It's like he had no chance of becoming like the comic book Green Arrow.
And I only watched a few of the episodes. I watched the series finale when it came on this past spring. And one thing I thought was kind of funny is that all these years of him not being able, you know, he never flew, you know, he never used his powers or anything, but then all it took was like, there was one point in the show, it's like, he got knocked back by a dark side or something, and he started flashing back.
Quote-unquote dark side.
Yeah, that smog cloud.
It's like John Glover possessed by Pazuzu from The Exorcist.
Yeah, it's like he farted out dark side or something.
He farted out a dark cloud of smoke.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, he gets knocked back, and all of a sudden he starts flashing back to all this heroic stuff he's done, you know. And that's what makes him, I mean, that's what gives him the ability to
get, fly.
To fly. He's like, you know, he's like, holy shit, I'm awesome. Into the air I go.
Basically, yeah. I mean, that's not really an exaggeration. That's literally what happens, is that he just sees, like, all this stuff he's done.
Yeah.
It's like, it's basically like a This Is Your Life thing.
Yeah, except that, you know, at the end of This Is Your Life, you get superpowers.
And except for, you know, it's not really, it's dark side, but it's not really dark side. It's uh-huh. like, all he had to do was, like, just fly through him.
And yeah, started, like, and he killed him, because I remember that also in the episode, Green Arrow killed, like, some guys who were, like, Darkseid's evil henchmen.
Yeah,
all he did was shoot him with arrow. I mean, why didn't you do that, you know, at the beginning of the season?
Exactly.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
You are Green Arrow. I mean, Jesus Christ.
We could talk about that all day, but, yeah, like, getting back to the original point,
mm-hmm.
like, what would you say, like, our shows now?
That,
like, do you think that they have benefited from being, like, I don't want to say more mature, but more intellectual.
Stimulating?
Yeah. Like, do you think they've benefited from that? We don't live in an age where people are being, you know, dumbed down or
anything. Yeah, well, if you watch CBS, it is, but
yeah.
That's beside the point. Yeah, it seems like that. Network TV is getting dumber, and, like, cable shows are getting smarter and better. But, yeah, I think it does help a little. Like, one of the best shows that I haven't watched at Austin and catch up with, like, the last few episodes, but Homeland. I don't know if you've heard about this. Homeland,
yeah.
It's on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
First season ended, I think, last week, and it's very good. It's a spy drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something like, I mean, something, stuff like that's kind of been on TV before, but nothing, I'd say, like this in American TV anyway, because I know it's adapted from a Israeli TV show. But yeah, it's very good, just the mystery and the way you see they get the job done through shady means, but that's what it takes sometimes
mm-hmm.
to protect people. And that one's good.
It's basically like The Shield, except with government agents.
I wouldn't say they're that corrupt as The Shield, but it's still
they have more good intentions.
Yeah, I guess. And The Shield, they had good intentions, but they just went about it, you know, in horrible ways.
Yeah.
But Homeland is more. It's very intense, and this big mystery. It involves a Marine sergeant who he was captured. And during the original invasion of Afghanistan, like 8 years ago, and all of a sudden he turns up, and they think that he may have been turned by Al Qaeda, and it's the investigation into that, and you see his point of view and all the crap that he went through to survive, and the people at the CIA who, you know, there's this lady who she's a CIA agent, and she's got like this big obsession with him, and just how their paths cross, and it's very good, you know.
Yeah.
Watch it. That's all I can say. Watch it. You. I'm not talking to other people. I'm talking to you. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. What are you waiting on? Go.
I was just going to leave the pause on there.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so Homeland is one that you watch.
Mm-hmm.
Another, like, one that you've, like, incessantly tried to get me into.
Oh boy.
And it is a good show. Like I'm not saying it's not.
Mm-hmm.
What is Community?
Yeah,
on Community. NBC. Very popular show.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah, I was thinking about how network TV gets dumber. I feel like Community is sort of a casualty of that, because anybody who watches Community, they know it's very smart, very funny, very clever, and it's sort of. It pokes fun at it can poke fun at itself, and it pokes fun at the whole TV genres and movies, all this stuff. And I think that's one of the reasons why that it's getting pulled. You know, it's getting pulled off the NBC schedule after the first of the year to make way for 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's had bad ratings from the get go, and I feel like that's one of the things that's hurt it is the fact that while this is a smart, funny show, no one really wants to watch it.
Yeah.
Because, or nobody who counts wants to watch it, I'll say that. Because they just would rather watch freaking Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory and laugh at shitty jokes with a laugh track.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because when you think about it, do you agree with the idea that everything that we like comic books and video games and movies and all that, do you think that it has to be smart in order to be accessible or to be enjoyable? Like escapism, like what do you define as escapism?
I wouldn't say it necessarily has to be smart to be enjoyable, because I love watching Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
That's the forefather of dumb comedy. Mm-hmm. Just smack each other upside the head. Woo, 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 why, yada, all that good stuff. But I think me, the way I feel, my humor is, I'm kind of like that. I can laugh at just about anything. I laugh at insult humor. I laugh at, you know, sarcasm, wit, stuff like that, gross out stuff. I laugh at physical comedy, hate crimes. Oh, especially hate crimes. I guess a big LOL for me.
Exactly.
But
Archie Bunker was like your hero.
Yep, exactly. I got this picture up on my wall next to all my other heroes. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I don't necessarily think it has to be smart to get people mm-hmm. in, as long as it's funny. Because, like, you know, I see my Community, they can be clever, witty, all this stuff, and then there's still goofy humor, and I love goofy humor sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, you throw enough stuff against the wall to get people to laugh, and I like that. It's just when the jokes aren't funny at all is, I don't know, like, I was thinking about The Big Bang Theory, and mm-hmm. I feel like Community is a show to where it's, I wouldn't say it was for, like, geeks and nerds and stuff like that, but you watch it and you laugh with them, and you watch The Big Bang Theory to laugh at them, to laugh at geeks and nerds, because it's, like, I've seen people on the internet say that Big Bang Theory is, like, nerd blackface.
And yeah.
I would kind of agree with that.
Mm-hmm. They're just kind of, like, they're trying to get nerds to watch it by throwing in all these references.
Yeah, exactly, and Community, they have references too, but they're a lot more clever and a lot more.
They present them as like real people rather than like caricatures.
Exactly, that's what you know. You can't just throw in something about, oh no, I have to read Green Lantern today because it comes out on Wednesdays, and ha 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 ha. You can't do that and have it be funny, I think.
It's like your pitch for like a comedy. I'm going to state basic facts about the comic book community.
Hey, it works for Green. I mean, it works for Big Bang Theory. So that's what.
Fair enough.
That's what they'll say.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like of good examples. Like I enjoy smart. Okay, let's say like classic South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a really smart show because it spoke on like things. Things in actual day-to-day life and like headlines and all that. Yeah. Like it has a lot of funny moments basically riffing on what's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I could easily turn it like classic Family Guy.
Yeah, classic Family Guy.
Which is not, like, it is not a smart show at all. Mm. Like, I mean, it has, like, funny humor and clever humor, but at the base of it, it's basically like it's a cartoon that's designed to be like slapstick and insane situations and all that.
Yeah, and I think that like Classic Family Guy is a lot better than like the new stuff, because the new stuff almost seems like they can get a little too preachy, and
they seem like they. The thing is that my problem with like new Family Guy is that they took what was essentially a dumb, funny show
mm-hmm.
and tried to make it like a smart, intellectual show, but it doesn't work because it's too far, like, it's too, like, political, almost. It's too into its own, into the sound of its own voice. Like, it has the definitive voice on stuff like politics and religion and all that.
Yeah, and I like political humor to a certain extent, like when I watch The Daily Show and Colbert's show. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care for it too much in Family. It's not really necessarily that I don't. It's not I don't agree or disagree with what they're saying, but it's just I don't.
It has
you
no
don't,
place.
Yeah, and exactly. You go to The Daily Show for political humor, and you don't go to Family Guy for that.
Yeah.
And also, one of the things that I kind of don't really like too much about Family Guy is they're, especially now, the later episodes, their reliance on, like, clips and the cutaway gags and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Conway Twitty thing was, like, I think that was, like, the moment where a bunch of people were like, oh, my God, gone past the shark. They've jumped the shark.
It was funny, but it went on way too long.
You know what, actually, that episode was on,
mm-hmm.
like, and my family was watching it. Like, we were just kind of turning through channels. And my mother, who will laugh at any joke, like, she's got, like, a really wide range sense of humor. She couldn't bring herself to laugh, like, after the first minute of that Conway
show. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's funny, but after a point, you get, I mean, all right, what else you got?
Yeah, it's like you almost felt like it delved into another program. But yeah, it's like smart humor, you know, dumb humor, whatever it is. It's like as long as it's entertaining to me personally, then it's humor.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
That isn't to say that that there are shows that that aren't like bad.
Yeah.
Shows that just don't have any humor, like The Big Bang Theory, apparently.
Yeah, now, that's what I was saying. Like, I can watch that. I've watched, like, two or three episodes of that, full episodes, and barely laughed, which is odd, considering, like, you know, I laugh at anything. I mean, it's just not funny.
Yeah, I tried, like, watching one episode, and I lost interest. Like, it wasn't that I was, like, outraged or anything. It's just, I just didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's
like
it,
and it's like usually I eat stuff like superhero references up and all that. Like,
yeah,
like I'm a total whore for that stuff.
You're the key demographic.
Yeah, exactly.
You and someone with half a brain.
That's
or maybe you're both. I don't know.
No. I have 1/4 of a brain.
Fourth of a brain.
It's more of an informed opinion on my part because I don't watch enough TV, whereas you. You also watch like stuff like Person of Interest and
yeah, mm-hmm.
and
that's what I was gonna say. CBS, the comedy sucked, but well, just about everything on their network sucks. But that's good, and I think that has maybe something to do with the fact that it's an J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan show. So
yeah,
I don't think that's necessarily so much the network as it is the guys who created it and you know helped run it and stuff like that.
Do you watch Fringe?
Yeah, I watch Fringe. I ain't been watching. I didn't really get caught up with it until the third season.
Now, see, I never watched that, but just the mention of the J.J. Abrams, like,
yeah, he's got I mean, he gets all these credits and stuff, but like he helps with like the pilots and
like it
things
seems like
that.
He has like sort of the Midas touch.
Yeah, and. I think that's what it is, and he's got a loyal fan base, too, but that's I think all it does is, like I said, they slap his name on it, he helps it get pushed through by the networks, he helps with the pilot, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all he does, but, I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
Fringe is on its 4th season, and Person of Interest is getting another one, and there's a new show coming on Fox.
Alcatraz.
After Christmas, yeah, I'm going to watch that because science fiction, crime, you know what I'm in.
Oh, yeah. And plus, it's also, like, tied to a point of history.
Yeah, history, crime, and science fiction.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, pretty much.
I just busted a nut.
Yeah, and not your own, which is the creepy thing.
Yes, you might not want to look at my keyboard. It's a good thing this isn't a video chat.
Oh, God. You with a webcam, I can't imagine.
Exactly. You can't see it, but I'm doing my tongue like a snake.
Okay, so Yeah, you, like we said earlier, you spent like a week basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you were internet inept.
I was a 21st century hermit off by my own.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, that's actually like a pretty apt description, because so much of our social interaction now is online. It's like, it's basically like you shut yourself off from the world.
Yeah, I was starting to go through withdrawals. I was shaking, you know, seizing.
You just said to yourself, post.
And I was walking through the streets going, hey, man, you let me use your internet. I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick for some internet.
Sucky, sucky, $5.
Yeah, $5. 5 minutes of internet, sucky, sucky.
It's like, it's not even a dude. It's like, I don't have a dick.
I don't care. Find me one to suck.
I just want internet, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you dealt with, like, a pretty... I keep referring to it as a hellish week, but you don't really sound like that broken up about it, so...
Like I said, there are other things to do. Now, I'd hate to see what happened to you.
Yeah. Yeah, what... I was broken up about you not being online.
Oh my god. We're taking this relationship to a whole new level of creepy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No turning back now.
You were listening like to Lionel Richie and...
I can't tell you how many times I'm not even joking. Like, I can't even tell you how many times, just out of habit, I went on MSN and just waited and waited. I was like, he's got to get his internet back.
Yeah, that song, what is it? Lionel Richie, hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. That's all I know, that song. Bye-bye.
Well,
thank you.
That's more than I knew, actually. But yeah, I just didn't know what to do with myself. I mean, physically, I knew what to do with myself because I do it all the time. But
mentally, cyberly, cyberly.
Yeah, I was going cold turkey. I need some bird in my life.
You needed a bird seed patch.
Exactly. Give me my full supply. So I
you just started
tonic.
You started Googling. You went to YouTube and started looking at like Hitler speeches.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, oh, it reminds me of him.
Hitler and the KKK and all that good stuff, all the speeches.
Yeah. I looked at, like a video of hate crimes, and I was like, oh. I bet that's what he's doing right now.
I was. I have it on DVD, though, so it was a lot easier to watch.
Yeah. Plus, you can easily burn him if someone, you know, comes a knocking. But no, I went through a bit of a tough time because it is the holiday season.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Well, it was the holiday season.
They still consider the time any time between up until New Year's Day, they consider that still the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, you really wouldn't know that Christmas has already passed with all the ads on TV.
Yeah, I know. That's one thing I always look forward to when Christmas ends. All these annoying ads will be over, but they're still running.
Yeah. Literally today I got caught up like by a 4G T-Mobile app with L's and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb
yeah,
stuff.
I think I know what you're talking about. I hate that cars.
But yeah, it's kind of difficult for me each year. Well, not difficult as in I have to, you know, go to parties and stuff or anything like that. I'm glad I don't have to do that. But essentially, I don't get any free shit because I don't celebrate Christmas.
Because you were raised in a cult.
Look who's talking.
Hey, it's called the South. It's a region. It's not a cult.
I thought you meant the Pentecostal.
I went there like 2 years. But I understand what you're saying because... I think I'm like you, or you were like me, once you had enough sense, get the fuck out.
Yeah, though mine was more like gradual, to be honest, because from age, I would say, 1 to 7, I like, had no concept of, like, maybe other people are right. Like, maybe other religions are right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're all full of shit. Like, those thoughts never even occurred to me until I was, like, I would say until I was, like, 13, because we had drifted out of, like, regular practice just because we didn't, we were never really that into it after, after
you
my
just,
parents.
You were just Jehovah's Witnesses that did it for the connections.
Exactly.
You did it for the fashion sense. I don't know if y'all wear anything special.
Suits and dresses. Like, it's basically just regular attire. But, we were in it for the same reason that I was in it. Like,
for your parents and stuff? You were born into it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was like the 70s. I think they said it was the 70s where our family had started into the practice of witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't like an actual term.
I like that though. It's like it's like a verb. I'm gonna witness all over your ass.
I'm gonna witness all over your back.
Don't witness in my mouth.
witness
all over.
I think it was about like the time that I started sort of gaining maturity, like going through like starting to become a teenager and all that stuff, and then I started to realize, okay, what they're doing and what I want to be doing isn't the same thing. And I mean, it's great that, you know, there are religions out there that, you know, can give people faith and all that, and give people like joy and meaning and all the good that comes out of it. But it's like, for me,
you wanted holidays.
Exactly. I wanted to get free shit.
Yeah, you wanted joy, peace on earth, all that good shit, and alongside gifts.
I wanted to dress up as Batman and not look like a weirdo on October 31st. Except by the time that I came to this realization, I was way too old to be doing it.
Mm.
So I did it anyway.
Yeah, so that was like last October.
Yeah, I ran out in the costume and they all rolled their eyes at me because, you know, he's been wearing it for like weeks now. It's like Halloween's only one day. But yeah, like Christmas for me is like everyone else gets free stuff. I don't. Yay. I kind of gotten used to it more as I've gotten older because
Well, I would think that, like, I mean, I know you grew up, went to school with kids who celebrated Christmas, but it's not, I would say it's almost like it's different than it would be, say, if you grew up with it. Or, like, you had Christmas, and then, like, you were 10. Then your family converted, took you with them, and that was it. You know, no more Christmas. That would be more of a bigger deal. But
that is true. But, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's not really something I think about that much more often.
Yeah.
It's just, when it's constantly in your face, that's a different,
Especially during Christmas time, you know, at the end of what Halloween's when they kick it up, so
pretty much. I mean, they pretty much started in July now.
Yeah. It's like months of you saying, "Ha ha, look at what we can do. You can't do, ha ha ha, asshole." There's literally a commercial like that targeted towards Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah,
and Jews.
Yeah, it oddly enough, it's paid for by the Humane Society.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. It's like, when you think about it, like, the logic behind why they don't celebrate Christmas, I still don't get. Apparently, like, first of all, they say it's not actually Christ's birthday.
Nah, yeah. They say he was born, like, during the spring of that year.
Yeah, which they have, like, a memorial thing where you can go to, where they, like, pass around, like, a stale bread and
wine. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't actually eat it or drink it. You just pass it between.
Really?
Yeah.
At least, like, they give you some booze in most Christian religions when they do that.
Yeah, I know. That's what the witnesses are missing. More booze.
Booze and blood transfusions that make everybody happy.
Yeah, the blood transfusion thing is like, apparently if you take blood, you're suddenly impurified.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't get into heaven or something.
I can kind of understand that, like, you know, some people complain about, like, tattoos, defacing your body and all that, but...
Yeah, we can't do that either.
Yeah, well, I figure that. If you can't freaking give blood, of course not, but... That'd be highly contradictory, you know, you can't give or receive blood, but you can write cocksucker on your forehead.
Yeah, which I plan to do eventually.
Go up to heaven with that tattoo on your forehead. Like, look at St. Peter. Let me in, asshole. I got cock to suck.
I got a Batman logo on my nose, all right?
You're bad.
Is this going to be a problem? Is it Pete?
Yeah, come on, Pete.
My man,
be cool.
Pete.
Be cool.
What
if I slip you 100? Come on, let me in.
Yeah, I'm trying to barter my way in the pearly gates. I'm trying to think of other customs.
No birthdays, of course.
Yeah, no birthdays. They come, apparently, and this is what really caught my interest. Apparently, yeah, birthdays, apparently what they believe is that because back in old ancient times when Christ was alive, there were several vicious murders
mm-hmm.
that were made in his name. Like apparently they killed for him, so God... forbid his people from ever celebrating birthdays because
yeah.
that I'm literally like doing this verbatim because I can't remember the actual origins of all that stuff.
So you can't do anything in Christ's name,
basically,
which is kind of weird because you know,
well,
about 90.
It's like you can like glory to Christ and everything.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, there's a memorial type thing for his. What's weird is that I think they celebrate his death, not his birth.
Yeah, that's what Easter's supposed to be.
I'm not. Yeah, basically that is our Easter celebration. I keep saying we and our. I'm not a part of it. It's like I was a part of it, but I'm trying to think. Like, what are the other holidays?
Here's what I want to know though. Just.
Yeah.
Curious, have you ever gone knocking, door knocking? Have you, personally?
If I did, I was too young to remember, but that is, like, a regular part of it.
Yeah. See, it's something, like, we have down here. That's one thing I always found odd is that, you know, you're a Jehovah's Witness and you're white, because all of the Jehovah's Witnesses right here are black people.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a white Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of them.
I mean, are there any black Jehovah's Witnesses in Indiana where you're at?
Not any that I can think of in my town, but I'm sure some in my state.
Yeah.
I've been to, like, conventions where, like, they actually have conventions in July and August where a bunch of them convene in like, one location based on district.
Mm.
And there are, like, literally hundreds of thousands of people that attend these things.
Mm, interesting.
And they have to like sit in like barely air conditioned stadium and listen to like talks and like basically what you would hear at like a regular Jehovah's Witness meeting. Basically, you have to sit there for like 6 or 7 hours on end in a suit and tie, no air conditioning.
Air conditioning is the devil.
it's the hand of Satan. The heir of Satan.
It's Satan's butthole farting.
Exactly. Don't let Satan's butthole...
fart all over your face.
Don't let Satan's butthole cool you down.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll never get into heaven.
Yes. So
what's interesting... By the way, what's interesting is that they don't believe in a hell of
mm-hmm.
any kind. Like, they don't believe...
So what do you do for being bad?
You die and you never get resurrected.
Uh-huh.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
It's like basically everybody dies, but once like the rapture or what they perceive as the rapture is not actually called the rapture.
The Great Waking Up. They have like some off-brand name for it.
Yeah, basically, everyone who was a loyal witness comes back from the dead.
Uh-huh.
And then there's an anointed 144,000 that get to be, like, Christ's, essentially his posse.
that's like a odd number, 144,000, you know?
Yeah, I've never understood that either. But
so Jesus has got an entourage of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Basically.
He rolls deep with them Jehovah's Witnesses, son.
Yeah.
No blood transfusions up in this piece.
He's got like a big chain that says no blood.
No blood, yeah. No blood, and like he's got like a big ring that says no Christmas. Big Daddy J style.
And he has like two embroidered brass knuckles that say no birthdays. Like when he holds up his fist, it says no and then birthdays.
That's how he fucks people up. It's like, yo, you got a moment to spare to talk about me? What? Bam! Just bitch slaps him.
Now see, that's a Christ I could believe in.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't like try to reason with you. He just comes in and kicks you in the ass if you don't believe in him.
He's like, my father said to turn the other cheek, but I ain't my daddy, bitch.
It's like the southern drunk Jesus. It's like,
there you go. I like that.
It's like he lives in a house made of twigs. Lives in a mud hole.
Hey. Don't be knocking on the South.
I'm not knocking on the South. I'm just saying, like, he's a very simple man.
Yeah. He has a shotgun.
Yeah.
And he has an army of 144,000 Jehovah's Witnesses.
I still don't get, like, the 144,000 thing. That, like...
It's, like, random. I mean, I think they felt like whoever come up with the idea, like, all right, let's say 100,000. Nah, that's too convenient. A million? Nah, that's too big. All right. 190,000, no, too high. So they spent like all night till they finally got it down to like 144.
150? It's like, no, that's
still a chance. Like, there's still a chance we'll get some.
Nobody's gonna believe this bowl if we just go with like an accessible number like 150,000.
145. 144, nope. And we'll call it a day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. 144.
And they celebrated by not celebrating.
Exactly. And I was actually like tracing the origins of witnessing. Witness all the way back on Wikipedia, and apparently this is actually a really recent religion compared to like the other.
Mm-hmm. Like it's only been around like 100 years or so.
Yeah, it's only been around since, I think,
the turn of the century, I thought.
Pretty much, like between, like, 1910 and 1920, around that area. I forget who was the guy that founded it, but they were basically founded because they were, they didn't want to take part in Christianity, which they found as corrupt. Which, to their credit, was kind of proven true, but that's a whole other story.
I know. I had a good idea that would come around by that time because, like, I read a book on Dwight Eisenhower and his mother. I forgot. She was something weird, some sort of religion, and I forgot what it was. But like later, like when he was in the army, she converted to Jehovah's Witness because she didn't really like him being in the army. She was a big pacifist, and are they like that? Are they pacifists or supposed to be?
Like, and what?
And Jehovah's Witnesses, like, they don't fight or join the army or anything like that.
I'm not sure, actually. Well, I know that I'm signed up for selective service.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think everybody does that, but like, I think.
The thing is that if you don't do that, you basically get arrested.
Yeah, you go to jail.
So,
but like, if there was a draft, I think you could say, "Hey, I can't go to the army because it's against my religion." And they're like, "Okay." I'd say that anyway.
Yeah, it's like, look, man, I'm Buddhist.
Or I'd go into my exam like without my glasses on.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh my God, son, you're blind.
Like, wait. No, what I thought what you were going to say was that, no, we're looking for Matt Johnson.
Yeah.
You know where he is. And you take off your glasses. I haven't seen him.
I'm John Matthewson. That's not, yeah, I'm someone completely different. Oh, yes, of course you are. The man in this photo has glasses. How stupid of me.
And then, like, out of habit, you put your glasses back on.
There he is.
You
just take him off real quick. Oh, my God, he's gone. Mr. Matthewson, have you seen him? No, not at all.
It's like you were saved again by your glasses.
Once again, they saved the day.
Exactly. Now you can pull for more money off your relatives. But yeah, I think for those reasons alone, like, you can kind of see why I started to go, okay, at some of that stuff. Like, it, and that's not even, like, the weirdest thing I've ever heard of a modern religion mm-hmm. of anything. Like, we live in a world where Scientology is but.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't understand it or don't agree with it. I don't agree with a lot of the reasonings behind, like, some of their more infamous, customs, like the no holidays thing. It's like, that alone seems like you're torturing kids. Like you're basically making them an outcast on purpose. And, I mean, say what you will for, like, the reasonings for doing it, like, I think a kid is, like, entitled to, like, a normal life.
Yeah.
As that regarded. And plus, like, even, you know, and granted, this, there is, like, a good reason for not celebrating Christmas beyond that, was that they find that it's a holiday that champions a mentality that we should already have as human beings, where we be kind to others and all that. Like, I kind of get that, but at the same time, it's like, it's a good thing to celebrate something, or it's good to have a good time. Like,
yeah.
Having good times, rewarding people, spending time with others. It's like, it's not, they're not like evil acts. It's not like it's not like people that celebrate Christmas go out and then, you know, have blood orgies or sacrifice
cats.
I do,
but yeah, I'm a different sort.
Yeah, you have like a celebration with like 10 of your closest captives, not like 10 of your closest friends.
Yeah, exactly. You should see the pictures, man. We have some wild times.
Yeah,
laced with strychnine.
Yeah, you reenacted the Last Supper, except instead of like your apostles, it's like it's you and then a bunch of dead. Mexicans.
Yeah, so I have them. Well, they're not dead when I take the picture.
They're roofied up.
They like it. All I do is I just put a little extra peel in there, tequila. They don't know the difference.
Exactly. Okay, and to end the show this week, we're going to try something we're going to try a little bit of an experiment,
yes.
I would say.
Well, it's not a sexy experiment, but it's still an experiment.
Yeah. I mean, to not get your hopes up, it's fairly unsexy.
Yeah, it won't involve our butts in a banana, but it'll still be entertaining. We'll try that next week.
Yeah. But this week we're gonna try something a little bit called Bird and MB's Acting Theater.
Yes. We're master thespians.
Yes, we're two actors who have never actually acted.
Speak for yourself. I was in two plays in elementary school. So,
well, I was in one of those. So it's like,
why did you actually act, or did you just stand in the corner looking like a dipshit?
Actually, it's even worse than that. I was laying down. I was playing Little Boy Blue. So I was laying down, and
blow?
I had like a plastic horn in my hand. I was pretending to be asleep.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said Little Boy Blue. I thought maybe you blew somebody.
No, that wasn't until high school.
Okay. Big Boy Blue.
Yeah, exactly. Big Boy blew a lot. And blew his load. But yeah, we're going to try a little bit of acting theater because
we don't have nothing else to do.
Well, fuck it. We just want to.
Exactly.
We have nothing better to do.
Obviously, if the last hour hasn't told you this obvious fact, then you're fucking lost.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I have to starkly disagree. I had to get that message about the witnesses out there.
You're trying to forward their agenda.
Exactly. I'm undercover.
No. Hey.
Okay, so acting theater. Do you have anything for us to act?
I don't know. What would you want to do? Anything in particular?
I mean,
a movie? Let's see. What's a movie? We can look up, to IMDb and, look up scenes and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You have your computer open?
Mm-hmm.
I can
Well, no, it. That's how you think I've been talking to you. Let's see.
Well, I mean, never mind.
Let's try something like non-superhero. What's a movie that we both know? Let's see.
Okay, what's your favorite movies?
My favorite movies. A lot of them you probably haven't seen. Doctor Strangelove, JFK. I'm going non-comic book. JFK, L.A. Confidential, Anchorman. Let's see. Those are some of the ones off the top of my head. How about you?
I'm thinking Jaws and Terminator and.
Jaws or Terminator? I could bust out my Arnold if we did Terminator. Are you Sarah Connor?
Are you Sarah Connor? I'm trying to think. Like non-superheroes. Like we would technically the Star Wars trilogy be?
Yeah, that'd be non-superhero. That'd count. That'd be fine.
Do you want to do that one?
Which one?
Let's make it easy. Let's go with New Hope.
All right. We go Star Wars. There's. I'm looking. The first one's the conversation between Luke and the guy that Obi-Wan. He cuts his arm off. You know. I don't like you either. Just watch yourself. We're wanted men. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. I'll be careful. You'll be dead.
We could do a handful of scenes, actually, since they're only so short. We could just do random scenes as random characters. I'm trying to get to the quotes section. I can't. Okay, quotes. His name was Dr. Evazin?
Yeah, I know. That's why he didn't really look like a doctor. Maybe it's because of his messed up face.
Panda Baba? I didn't even know those two characters had names.
Probably in the script they have names, or maybe it's just whoever did this page has way too much free time. Like we have room to be talking.
Yeah. Looking up quotes to do on our podcast.
Hey, let's do the Han Solo Greedo one. One of us could be Greedo, and just so we could talk in gibberish.
I'll be Greedo.
Sure, all right. I was kind of who would be Greedo, but I can be Han. Han's always cool.
Let me try to find it. Oh, okay.
You don't have to talk in the subtitles, just, you know. Yo soy Tuca Luca Solo.
Nipper Pinchy. I forget how Greedo sounds.
Look it up right quick.
Okay.
It's like Greedo.
Something I never thought I would have to do in my life.
Research Greedo speech patterns.
How high do you think they had to be to think this stuff up?
Well, it was the 70s, so very high.
Fair enough.
I mean, seriously, Lucas had to be high when he came up with most of the stuff. He's a walking dog bear. Doesn't wear pants, but he has a belt.
They pull out flashlights and suddenly the light solidifies into a blade.
Yes. And there's this little green dude who talks in Yiddish, kind of.
And he has these huge ears. Man. Huge ears.
Here's the thing. That guy, that girl that he kisses, it's his sister. Whoa.
I almost feel like that should be the bitch.
Or that's what I seen that there was a video I seen a couple weeks ago. It was on Cracked. And there's like stuff from history that must have happened. And it's like this guy from like the 30s. He has like a Hitler mustache. And like, dude, you have to shave that. Why? Because of Adolf Hitler. Like, well, I had it first. You know? This isn't the Hitler. This is the Ralph. And it used to be something like that. Because you know that when George Lucas recently told his ideas to somebody, they thought he was high.
I could see it. Actually, that would make like a really good SNL skit.
Yeah.
Like the original meeting pitches for some of these movies.
Here's the thing, though. Tyler Durden is the guy. Oh!
It's like, Mr. Fincher, that sounds ridiculous.
Read the book. And then he jumps out the window. And Michael Douglas comes out of nowhere in like a helicopter and picks him up. I don't know why Michael
like,
Douglas.
Holy crap.
He's rolling with Douglas.
Maybe we should give this a look over. I mean, if he knows Douglas.
Oh man, I just thought about a good scene we could do. If you don't want to do Star Wars.
Yeah.
7, at the end of 7. What's in the box? What's in the box?
That does sound awesome.
And I can try to do my Morgan Freeman. Mills, step away from the box.
Oh, I've got a good one. Beginning of Pulp, not the beginning of Pulp Fiction, but the scene.
Conversation.
Yeah.
With Samuel Jackson. All right, cool.
Okay. The scene we're going to be reenacting for you tonight, because, you know.
Tonight's performance.
We have such an audience.
This is dinner theater quality entertainment.
Exactly.
So.
Is a scene from Pulp Fiction where Jules and Vincent, the two hitmen,
mm-hmm.
played by John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson, they talk about cheeseburgers, essentially.
Cheeseburgers, and also, I believe, was it Vincent? He'd been in France, Amsterdam, he'd been somewhere.
Yeah.
And he'd just come back from the States.
Exactly. And they get into this discussion, which we're going to play out. I will be playing John Travolta's role, and Bert will be the, ironically enough, Bert will be the black man.
I'll be Samuel L. Jackson.
And go.
Okay, now tell me about these hash bars.
So what do you want to know?
Well, hash is legal there, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you can't just walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. They want you smoking your home or certain designated places.
Those are the hash bars?
Breaks down like this, okay? It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. If you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's illegal to carry it, but that doesn't really matter because you get a load of this, right? You get stopped by the cops in Amsterdam. It's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's a right the cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all there is to it. I'm fucking going.
Yeah, baby. You dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's a little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that we got here, but it's just there it's a little bit different.
Give me an example.
All right. Well, you walk to a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean, like, just in no paper cup. I mean, I'm talking glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer at McDonald's. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Nah, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a fuck a quarter pounder is.
What do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on Burger King. And scene. Bravo.
Bravo. Bravo. Take them out.
Five stars.
Five. Yes, if you say so.
What I didn't say was 5 out of 10 stars.
You should have, yeah, 5 out of a possible 20.
Exactly.
Acting.
5 out of 100.
That's what we just did.
All right. Well, I think it's an appropriate time to bring this circus to a close.
This two-ring circus.
Yeah. We're with a witness and a TV watching hitman.
Satanist. I like Satanist.
Yeah. Satanist fits you more.
Satanist or masochist or sadomasochist, whatever you want to call me.
Then I'll be Burticus.
Yeah, that works. Fine.
All right. And that has been this week's edition of The Dork Knights. I almost forgot the title. I have been an MB.
I have been Birdman.
And we will see you next week. Same bird time, same MB channel.